We hope today's edition of The Hour of Power will be encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com and live on Facebook on The Rock Christian Music page. Or you can find us on the Paragon Communications app and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray, everywhere and every way, every moment of the day.
Good morning. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. This is the most powerful hour of my day. I'm Monica Lovell in the driver's seat. The beautiful Tina Dobbs is over there running the iPad. And our guest this morning is Pastor Delfred Bunny Whitecrow. How are you doing this morning, sir?
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah. Well, you came from Cheyenne, didn't you?
Yes. No. I'm from Elk City.
You're from Elk City. Yes. Okay. Right on. We're glad you could come and join us this morning. Thank you for being here.
Yes.
If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send that to us three ways. You can email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You can text it to 580-485-0837. And you can post it in the comments through Facebook. You can even send it in Messenger in a private message if you don't want everybody to see it. We'll do our best to get it on paper so that we can pray for you about halfway through the program. We do record in two parts, and we'll get that posted shortly after the program is ended. Our sponsor for today is Drew's Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, located in Corn, Oklahoma. They are a company that cares. Remember to like, share, and comment so that we know you're tuned in. I think I covered it all, sir. Would you please pray to start us out?
Oh, Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for the things you have done for us, Lord. We thank you for your Son down upon the cross for us, Lord. Lord, Father, let us be able to acknowledge and speak with our mouth, Lord, Father, the things you have done and the grace that we now live in, Lord, Father, Lord, that we can confess you and believe you and that it turns into salvation, Lord. And we thank you that all the ears be open here today that want to hear your word, that it can touch the heart and amend it, the broken spirit, Lord, Father, Lord, that it will touch our bodies. This word is nigh even within our mouth. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. I like your title this morning.
Yes.
What did he write?
Yes. What did he write? Well, first of all, I like to start off with my just own personal testimony in some things that the Lord had given me. We know we're just now coming out of we're completely out of it, but the COVID-19 it impacted the whole world. I know it impacted my family when COVID first came out, and I was at work, and they didn't know what it was, you know. And I think it was like in March 17th of 2020 was our last day of work at work, and they cut it half off because the night before, I don't know if everybody remembers that, but remember when I think the Thunder was playing Utah Jazz, and yeah, and I think one of the basketball players had contracted the virus, the COVID, and then they shut the basketball down, and you know it had a really impact upon the world. At that time, you know, toilet paper really flew off the shelf. I don't know if y'all remember that. It really flew off the shelf, and when somebody said something about no toilet paper here in at Walmart, I had to go out there and see, so I took a little video of it, and sure enough, there was no toilet paper, you know. So, but, that, you know, I want to go to the scriptures. This is my own personal testimony, and then before I get into the message. But I caught the COVID in January 15th of 2021. We didn't go nowhere. You remember everything was on lockdown, and only certain stores open for certain hours. And, you know, Walmart used to be 24 hours. Now it started to be cut down, and we caught the COVID, and my whole family caught it, but it had a very profound impact on me because it really affected me, and I lost about 28 pounds. I couldn't eat, we drank a lot of water, so I lost a lot of weight. But, you know, that was a time to really call out to the Lord, and that's what I've done. But the Lord began to show me something here. And when COVID first came out, there was no cure for it. And that was the most scariest thing you could ever go through, because you go to the hospital, they could test you, and you could be positive, but there was no cure, there was no answer for it. And that was kind of like the most frightening thing, that you can go to the hospital and there was nothing there that they could help you with. The only thing they could do was document it, and the effects they had on you and what you went through, if you had temperature, and you know, all that profound thing. But the Lord began to show me something. And in Malachi, this is just my testimony before I get to the message. In Malachi, the very last book of the Bible, what we call the silent years, or where God didn't speak for 400 years. I don't know about y'all's mom, but my mom, if my mom was ever upset with me and she didn't speak to me, that was, seriously, I was in trouble. I was in it. She didn't spank me, didn't abuse me, but if she didn't talk to me, I knew I was in trouble. You know, so here from Malachi all the way to Matthew, there was 400 years of silence where God didn't talk. And when God didn't talk, you knew something, you did something that was wrong, and times was going to change. But the very last scripture that I like to read in Malachi, it's 4:6. You can read, Malachi is only four chapters. Mm-hmm. But it reads this, it says, "And he shall turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse." Now, get that. What have we done so wrong where there's going to be a curse upon the earth? Where there's going to be a curse? What do we do? Are we not seeking the Lord? When I caught the COVID, I make sure I check myself. I examine myself to make sure that there was nothing between me and the Lord. And when I begin to examine myself, I say, hey, I'm okay. I'm okay. When you are able to confess your sins, even your iniquities, you know, to the Lord, things change. A lot of preachers in, when the turn of the century, or turn of the 2020s came, I heard a lot of preachers say, you know, this is the year of the Lord. This is the year of the Lord, because 2020 means you got perfect vision. Mm-hmm. Perfect vision. And what happened? 3 months later, boom, everything shut down in 2020. We got to keep focused upon the Lord. And the Lord began to show me this. And this is just my testimony, because it really went through it. There was a lot of preachers that passed away. A lot of people passed. Not just this preacher, but common people. But a lot of preachers that passed away. And it's like, Lord, you know, what's going on here? You know, we got to make sure that we're in line with the Lord. And we want to see a perfect vision of the Lord. We better make sure that we are walking by faith. Mm-hmm. And the Lord showed me this, and it just so happens to go along with the 2020 vision. And that everything can happen to the world, but we're not part of that world. Remember that. We're not part of that world. We are the child of the Most High God. That's what we got to remember, mm-hmm. is that we're a child of the Most High God. And that no matter what happens to the earth, what Democrats do or what Republicans do or who's president, is that there's nobody greater than the Lord. That we got to keep our focus. And the Lord showed me this. Even though there was a curse upon the earth, we blame man, because man creates everything. And man, and if it's man-made, it's not good. And, you know, we use vehicles and stuff, but if it's not praising the Most High God, then we know it's no good. But the Lord showed me this. He said, 2020. Okay, let's look at 2020 Exodus. And this is just my testimony that the Lord has shown me concerning what took place here in 2020. Exodus 2020. And this is when Moses began to get the Ten Commandments from the Lord. Get the Ten Commandments from the Lord. And 2020, it says this: "And Moses said unto the people, Fear not, for God is come to prove you." You got to be proven. Everything that we use, every product that we ever use is proven. So they can sell it for to be consumed or whatever, you know, like our phones, you know, for drops, you know, the cover, you know. Everything's proven. Don't you know that you got to be proven too? You have to be proven. That's why we have trials and tribulations. I learned something the other night when my mom was speaking. And she said, tribulations. When you don't have patience, guess what you go through? You go through tribulations. Because tribulation worketh patience. If you don't have patience, you're going to have tribulations. And he says, "And Moses said unto the people, Fear not, for God come to prove you, that his fear may be before your face, that ye sin not." What did people do when COVID hit? First they feared. They prayed. Then they cursed God. We don't need you. We're going to make a vaccine or whatever, you know. We got to keep the fear of the Lord in our hearts because he's the ultimate in our walk. And I said, that is your perfect vision, is that you sin not. You don't fear and that you don't sin. Keep your faith in the Lord. That's my testimony. Now let's get into the message. The message is, what did Jesus write? I asked that question, and I've been going to church for quite a few years. I traveled with my mom and dad across the United States. My dad was an evangelist, and I traveled with him. And I wonder what Jesus wrote when he began to bend down and begin to ride upon the earth. So I begin to search. Okay, let's go to St. John, the 7th chapter. One thing about Jesus that I have learned, one thing that I know about Jesus that I have learned, that Jesus doesn't waste a word. He don't waste a word. He don't argue. He don't fuss with you. And we could call a perfect gentleman. That is Jesus. And the things that he'd done, what he come to do was to fulfill, and that's exactly what he done, was fulfill. And if you're living in the old time, you know, some of this word, especially Matthew talked about when Jesus was on the mountain beginning to teach, he said, it is said in the old time, but there was a new day coming, a new day that no longer we were going to be walking in darkness, but we're going to be walking in the marvelous light of the Son of God. Why the Son of God? Because that's who God used to shine upon us, was his Son to shine upon us. Now, what did Jesus write? What did Jesus write? Well, let's go back in St. John, the 7th chapter. He says, "After these things, Jesus walked in Galilee, for he would not walk in the Jordan, because Jews sought to kill him." They sought to kill him. He didn't go around the group of the Jews because what did he do to deserve death? It's because he healed a man on the Sabbath. It was against the law. He healed him. Remember, he said this: man was not made for Sabbath, but the Sabbath was made for the man. He said, so keep it and keep it holy. definition of Sabbath is rest. We fail to rest in this life. Maybe that's why COVID came, that we could rest in the Lord. You know, I'm not gonna debate on that, but you know, some of us do need to stay home. Not all of us stay home. We were so busy in this life. Maybe that's why COVID came, that we could stay home. But he says, verse 2 says, now the Jews' feast of the tabernacles was at hand. Now remember this. The feast of tabernacle was at hand. And he says, and his brother therefore said unto him, depart hence and go into Judea, that thy disciples also may see the works that thou dost. For there is no man that doeth anything in secret. You know, that's kind of like, it was a trap. And he himself would seek to be known openly. If thou do these things, show thyself to the world. He wants to be making showing for the Lord. Mm-hmm. Remember, Jesus became famous and they tried to make him king. But he didn't want to be king of fame. That's something that Jesus, remember, Jesus is a gentleman. Mm-hmm. He's a son of God. He come to do the work of his Father. He come to do it. He come to give us light. He come to give us life. The law could not do that. The law would be the strength of sin. I wouldn't have pulled up Paul say, I would have not known sin unless it said, thou shalt not covet. I wouldn't have known sin. So the law was good if we use it lawfully, but it brought darkness. What was darkness? Darkness was death. Darkness was death. So he said, for neither did the brother believe in him. Even his own brother didn't believe in him. He says, and Jesus said unto them, my time is not yet come, but your time is always ready. The world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify of it that the works thereof are evil. Jesus is testifying, saying, your works are evil. Your work, I'm testifying, what you're doing is wrong. Your works are evil. That's the most evil work you can do, is evil. I mean, evil. There is going to be a change here. There's going to be a change. Sometimes people see it, and sometimes people just don't. They could be walking in light and don't realize it and still be in darkness. He says, go ye up unto the feast. I'll go not up yet unto this feast, for my time is not yet full come. And this is the word of God, says, he abode there still at Galilee. He was waiting, but he's going to come. Not that Jesus was scared, but there were things that he still needed to do. Okay, the 14th verse, it says, now about the midst of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and taught. Where did he go? He went into their synagogues. He went and taught them. This is what he said. He says, and the Jews marveled, saying, how knoweth this man letters, have never learned? You know how Jesus knew? Because his Father was God. How many know that we have children that mimic everything that we do? Mm-hmm. Jesus was mimicking everything that his Father had done. Now you get that? Mm-hmm. He says, I only do what my Father does. I only say what my Father says. You know why? Because he's seen what his Father done. Our children would do only what we do. They mimic everything that we do. That's how come Jesus is the Son of God. It says, and the Jews marveled, saying, how knoweth this man's letters, have never learned? And Jesus answered them and said, my doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. He keeps telling them. He's such a gentleman. He says, if any man will do his will, he shall know the doctrine, and whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. He that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory, but he that seeketh the glory that sent him, the same is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. Did not Moses give you the law, and yet none of you kept the law, or keepeth the law? Why go ye about to kill me? Man, those are some strong words. Hey, Moses was here before I was. I mean, why didn't you keep the law, Moses? You couldn't keep it. but yet you go back to kill me. Why? Because I healed a man on the Sabbath. Don't you know that me and my Father are one? Don't you know that we're one? I only do what he does. Now they really want to stone him because he said that God is his Father. They wanted to stone him. He says, and the people answered and said unto him, thou hast a devil. Oh, there's the answer. There's the answer. Not if anybody calls you the devil. Why do they call Jesus a devil? Trying to demonize the Son of God. How many ever done that? How many has ever demonized the Son of God because of what he's done? He says, and the people answered and said, thou hast a devil. Who goeth about to kill thee? And Jesus answered and said unto them, I have done one work, and ye are marveled. Moses therefore gave you circumcision, not because it is of Moses, but of the fathers. And ye on the Sabbath day circumcise a man. If a man on the Sabbath day receive a circumcision, that the law of Moses should not be broken. Are you angry at me because I have made one man very with whole on the Sabbath day? Judge not according to appearance, but judge righteous judgment. It means to discern this. How many know that we got to have discernment in our walk with the Lord? Mm-hmm. We got to have that discernment, knowing what is of faith and what is not of faith. What is of sin? What is of the law? The law has been fulfilled. It's been fulfilled for over 2,000 years. Let's say 2024. It's been fulfilled for a long time. But yet we still walk in ignorance. We still don't know the Son of God. And let's go ahead and go on down. Do you need to take a break or something before we
still have a few minutes?
Okay, then we'll go ahead and finish this. And then said some of them of Jerusalem, is it not this he whom they seek to kill? But lo, he speaketh boldly, and they say nothing unto him. Do the rulers know indeed that this is the very Christ? See, they knew that there was a Messiah that was coming. But what this man does, it's offensive. It's offensive what he does. This guy is breaking all the rules. Mm-hmm. He says, how be we know this man where from whence he is? But when Christ cometh, no man knoweth from whence he is. Then cried Jesus in the temple as he taught, saying, ye both know me, and you know where I am, and I am not come of myself, but he that sent me is true, whom ye know not. But I know him, for I am from him, and he has sent me. Then they sought to take him, but no man lay hands on him, because the hour was not yet come. And many of the people believed on him and said, when Christ cometh, will he do more miracles than this man has done? And it goes on, it says, and the Pharisees heard that. Remember, they're still at the feast of their tabernacles. Reason why is at the feast of tabernacles, because the harvest was ripe. It's ready to be harvest. It means it's matured. It's grown. And Jesus is going to say something that's going to put this in motion of what he wrote upon the ground. And when he seen the harvest, that is, it's right, he said, pray ye therefore the Lord of harvest to send laborers into the field. Mm-hmm. Pray ye therefore, because it's right. People are ready to hear the word of God. People are hungry for righteousness. But yet, are there 10 people righteous in America? Are they any righteous people in America where we can go out and send laborers into the field? Because people are hungry for the Lord. There is a famine in America because no one loves Jesus. No one believes in this Jesus. But yet the harvest is great. And it says, and the Pharisees heard that, and the people murmured such things concerning him. The Pharisees and the chief priests sent officers to take him. They was going to try to arrest him because they murmured and complained about this man named Jesus, of what he was doing. He taught like he had authority. He said that God was his Father. He healed man. He healed man with a short arm. He raised the dead. Who can do that? Is this the Christ that we're looking for? Is it the Messiah? They had questions like that. But what did it do? It pricked their hearts. It pricked for who they thought they were. And it pricked them. So they murmured and they complained. And Jesus said unto them, yet a little while I am with you, then I go unto him that sent me. And ye shall seek me and shall not find me. Where I am, there you cannot come. Now, I don't know what that does to you. That puts fear in my heart. That he's talking to the scribes. He's talking to the elders. He's talking to the Pharisees. I hope that we're not Pharisees. I hope we're not scribes. You know what scribes are? Just writers. And elders. I mean, people that's supposed to know the Lord. He said, well, I'm here in a little bit. I'm fixing to go back to my Father. But you can't come. You can't come. That is the most fearful thing. That was part of the thing that he was writing upon the ground. What he was writing is that, you know, I'm getting a little ahead of myself and I'm going to spill the beans. You want to go ahead and take a break?
Sure. You got some prayer requests over there, sister?
I've got a couple.
Okay.
I've got a phrase on the end of the way. Let me find it.
Okay.
We want to pray for Loretta Pierce's little granddaughter, Avery, who is having her tonsils out this morning. Mm-hmm. And a little boy we've prayed for, Lennox, mm-hmm. who was in the hospital with a respiratory, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, I believe so. It was pretty severe because he had not eaten in 10 days, and they had to do a feeding tube on this little boy. He's only 3, and he finally got well enough to go home, and now he's got strep throat.
And little Emily Lloyd that we prayed for, she's the one that had the vocal cord surgery. Then she ended up with RSV and had to go to Oklahoma City. Well, she's fully recovered, and they said that the vocal cord surgery is why she healed as quickly as she did. And she's going to have another surgery coming up to help her. So,
yes,
praise for that.
I did remember a little girl. She may be a month old by now. Little Delilah. I seen her mom yesterday and was told that she has RSV and was asked to pray for her. Yeah. They said that OU Children's Hospital, when she took Delilah up there, that they had to sit in the hallway because the hospital was so full of children with RSV and other issues.
Yeah. You remember when the COVID came out, it only attacked the elders, or the elder people, and you know that had we call that more one, you know, something, you know, I forgot what it's called, but now it's switching over and it start attacking our children. So we do need to stand up for our children. So I'll go ahead and pray for the Lord Father. We come to you today again, Lord. We put you first in our lives, Lord Father, in our hearts and in our spirit, Lord. Lord Father, as we come and lift up Loretta, Lord Father, Lord, for she's having her tonsils taken out this morning, that you give the doctor's wisdom and the nurse's wisdom and understanding to treat this, Lord, and that you send the protecting angels around about him, Lord, and while she sleeps, let the angels begin to minister her things of the Lord, Lord Father, Lord, and Lennox, Lord, has stripped, and we know these things are violating or trespassing on the child of the Most High God, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. Lord, and Delilah, Lord, has RSV. And Lord, Father, we know these things are the enemy of the cross, Lord, Father. We know that they're not of you, Lord, Father, Lord. And Lord, Father, that we have this 2020 vision that we sin not and that we fear not, Lord, Father, Lord, because you have sent your Son to take care of this. He took the stripes upon his back, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. And I claim this in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And I just remembered, let's continue to pray for Neva and Joe as they make their way to Oklahoma City this morning. Joe has another doctor's appointment.
Okay. Go ahead and pray for Neva. Oh, Lord, Father, bless Neva, Lord, and Joe, Lord. Oh, Father, you go and be with them, Lord. Send the guardian angels, Lord Father, and let them fly around about them, Lord. And when he goes, Lord Father, let's get a good report, Lord. A good report, Lord. Let's hear it, Lord Father, that we can give you praise and we can give you honor. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Joshua's Crossing Ministries is located right here at the Promise Center in Elk City. Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.